This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, Sesame Street is being branded as racist after a video caught Rosita, one of the characters in costume at Sesame Street Place, ignore two black children who wanted to, you know, say hi or hug her, or, and this video has gone viral. And Sesame Street now has some explaining to do. And the letter of the day is S, because they might be getting sued. So this Rosita is a new character. I mean, I saw Sesame Street in the 70s. So I, you know, we had Grover and Cookie Monster and Bert and Ernie, Snuffleupagus, Big Bird. But there's a lot of new characters on Sesame Street, and they're becoming very, very diverse. And Rosita is this very adorable, light blue girl Muppet that has little bows in her hair. And apparently, when Mom was at Sesame Place Amusement Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, she videotaped, you know, her kids getting a hug, you know, or a high five from Rosita. And when they, Rosita on Sesame Street is supposed to be a bilingual Muppet character from Mexico. In the 9-second clip, you see the two girls eagerly reaching out, and then it appears that Rosita dismisses them. She waves no to somebody taller, and then she looks at them and waves no, and walks on. Yet the mom claims that the actor skipped them and then went to hug a little white girl next to us. Now, Sesame Street has responded to the incident, and the actor said the dismissive hand gesture that you saw in the video was not directed to any specific person, but it was instead to a response, in a response to a photo request from another guest. I guess she was in a parade, and as she was in the parade, she's waving, touching some people, but saying no to others. So, obviously, this is very, very concerning. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump said that the actor's behavior is disgusting, absolutely heartbreaking. And you see these two girls really, really disappointed, and you also see them confused because you see the character touch somebody else, high-five somebody else, but ignore them. Sadly, there's a couple other videos that have surfaced showing, you know, a little kid running up who's black to Rosita, and Rosita not acknowledging them. Well, Sesame Street has responded, and they said, this is a Sesame Place, I'm sorry, Sesame Place, Philadelphia. They said, our brand, our park, and our employees stand for inclusivity and equality in all forms. That is what Sesame Place is all about, and we do not tolerate any behaviors in our parks that are contrary to that commitment. We also are and always have been committed to making sure every family and every child has the best possible experience at our parks. And we are incredibly disappointed when that does not happen. Regarding the incident yesterday, the costumes our performers wear sometimes make it difficult to see at lower levels, and sometimes our performers miss hug requests from guests. I don't know if that's what happened. The performer portraying the Rosita character has confirmed that the no hand gesture seen several times in the video was not directed to any specific person. Rather, was a response to multiple requests from someone in the crowd who asked Rosita to hold their child for a photo, which is not permitted. The Rosita performer did not intentionally ignore the girls and is devastated about the misunderstanding. We spoke to the family and extended our apologies and invited them back for a special meet-and-greet opportunity with the characters. We apologize to these guests for not delivering the experience they expected, and we commit to do our best to earn that all guests visit and it's blocked out so I can't see. So, you know, this is interesting because, you know, many of us have employees and we want to be inclusive, diverse, politically correct, have nothing that could insult or affect a customer experience. But then something like this happens, it gets caught on video, and it makes you as an employer, makes you as a business, makes you as a company, as a brand look bad. And it's going to now change the way these characters interact. Now, I see what happens at Disneyland. You know, you see these characters all, suited up in their outfit, and young kids like to run towards them. My boys didn't. My boys never liked, Chuck E. Cheese. They liked going to Chuck E. Cheese, but they didn't like the characters. At Sesame Street, they never went up to Goofy or Mickey. They don't have a problem, but you have other kids that really, really want that hug. And I remember getting hugged by a character at Disneyland. It is so, so cool. But what might happen now is, and again, when you look at the video, it definitely seems suspect. But I also understand that if you're in the middle of a parade, you can't hug everybody because you got this moving vehicle behind you. And so you have expectations. And if you're hot, because they're in a suit and it's humid and all that, and there is room for error. And I'm wondering if maybe in the parade, they're going to start to say, don't touch anybody. Don't high-five anybody. Because if you high-five one person, you don't high-five another. Now that's going to look like you're skipping them. And it's frustrating. I saw one picture, this was years ago, of somebody who, there was a little kid that ran up, and the person didn't bend down to hug him. Well, when you have a bad back, and you'll know what I mean, you might not bend down. You might just want to do what's at what's at arm's length, so you don't have to bend. And that could be misinterpreted. And so, when you do run a business and you have something like this happen, it's horrifying because the last thing you want to do is look racist, and even more so, you don't want anybody feeling that they were marginalized and they were, discriminated against. And so I feel bad for these two little girls, adorable girls, and there was another video of a mom holding her baby, and the baby wanted to, high-five the monster that was in costume. But, most likely what's going to happen is nobody gets to hug, nobody gets to high five because the employer just can't trust that the employee is going to be very equal about it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals Incorporated. Over 37 million people are living with HIV. As of 2019, Black Americans accounted for 44% of new HIV diagnoses, while Hispanic and Latino communities accounted for 30%. Despite these stats, significant progress has been made toward ending the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Today, living with HIV means you can still thrive by prioritizing your health and well-being. It calls for self-reflection, requires self-acceptance, and demands a daily commitment to living your best life. Fearless conversations with those around you, like your healthcare provider or loved ones, may not be easy, but can help you unlock the knowledge and support you need to thrive with HIV. Kamaria Laffrey is an HIV advocate and Positively Fearless ambassador.
Examples of Positively Fearless talks include disclosing your status with family, friends, and healthcare providers to identify treatment options. The right doctor who understands your specific needs can connect you to the right resources within the HIV community.
To learn more, visit PositivelyFearless.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we knew this would happen. All right, COVID hit. People were forced to lock down. They got some PPP money to try to keep their staff on. But then there were all these rules where you could only have 35% customer patronage, or then you had to maybe only go to 50%, use only, you make sure you have social distancing and lower the volume and all sorts of, maximum requirements that were really, really painful for business. Then things loosened up. And these employers who didn't have employees for about a year and a half tried to get people back. Biden said pay them more. A lot of us felt minimum wage was not adequate, so we agree people need to be paid more. But people didn't want to come back. They had plenty of money from the additional employment, from the eviction moratorium, so they had extra income. So in order to get people to come back, employers had to really add a bunch of extra incentives. Extra time off, less work hours. In fact, I think in California, they're piloting only work 32 hours and get paid for 40. All sorts of extras and gimmicks, and, you know, we'll let you work from home. We need you back. That for some of us, our industries, you can work at home. We know you're sleeping in. We know you're playing on the computer. We know you're watching Netflix on the job. But we need bodies. And we'll do whatever we need. Well, we knew that was going to be temporary. Because as inflation went up and now we have a looming recession, employers and these businesses could only spend so much. And when you have an employee that could be costing you thousands upon thousands of dollars more than it used to, it starts to make you recalculate how much is that employee really bringing in. And so we're being told that a lot of tech giants and banks and things like that are now warning their employees that layoffs are going to happen. Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Google, were being told that they might be slowing down their hiring. Amazon I keep getting ads where we're hiring. I'm like, I don't really want to work for Amazon right now. But even Amazon has had a lot of criticism on how they decide who has low productivity and who to let go. Just because a company is hiring doesn't mean they're not firing. I believe Goldman Sachs is now saying that they are going to get prepared for their year-end layoffs, and multiple companies are getting prepared for the recession that has been predicted for the end of the year. We think it's already here. So when I told you guys that we had patients that would come in every week, because I think it was either Monday or Tuesday was firing day. I believe it was either Monday or Tuesday. And they would come in, they were stressed. They're like, I don't know if I'm going to get fired, so do whatever you need to from a medical standpoint because I'm going to lose my insurance, I'm going to lose everything. Which is why, like I said, the big problem we have with healthcare is you lose your job, you lose your insurance. Insurance should be completely separate from your job. But when people would come in, the ones who were at highest risk were the higher paid ones. And I'm not talking the suits or the executives. I'm talking about the ones who worked at companies where we're talking back during the recession days, like in 2014, 2012, those making $9 an hour kept their jobs longer than those who were with the company long enough making $20 an hour. Now, personally, I don't think anybody could live on $9 an hour, even $20 an hour right now. But back then, those individuals who had seniority, had loyalty, had been with the company for so long, they were the first ones axed because that company could get a couple people for $7. They could get two, almost three workers for what they are paying that one person who was making 20 or 25 an hour. And you would see this across multiple industries. And, you know, how I was raised when I was younger is you do a good job. You stay with the company. You stay loyal. You grow with that company, and they are going to take care of you when you're older because you gave them years of your life. Oh, hell no. That's not what happens now. The second you cost that company too much money, you're already targeted. So for those of you that got a lot of perks, that got the raises, that got the promotion, and you have a real cush salary, the only way you are going to keep your job in a recession is if you prove to that company that, one, they need you, and two, that you pay for yourself, that and then some. So we have a lot of individuals that are now working from home. They threatened they would quit if they didn't get to work from home. Now, I told you the one thing that makes me nervous about that, and I told you guys that there's going to be a recession, there's going to be job layoffs about a year ago. And I said the only problem with those of you working from home is the boss doesn't see you. Now, on one end, that's great because out of sight, out of mind. Boss can't be on you. You don't have the drama. You don't have the toxicity at work. You don't have somebody hitting on you. It could be safer and more fun for you. But on the flip side, if you want longevity in a company, and they have the whippersnappers that are there going, look at me. You know, I am on it. I am, you know, I'm here. I'm working late on a project. The boss sees the people that get there early, work late, work through lunch, bust their butts, get things done. So if you are Mary Smith, let's say, or Joe Smith, and the boss never sees you, he never even met you, because you got hired and you got to stay at home, where's that connection? Where's that, okay, we need that person? They have no idea. You know, one thing I've noticed throughout my work in marketing and human resources and waiting tables and all that is when a boss saw me, they were like, okay, she busts her butt. They could already see that I do more than the person next to me. Not that I'm trying to compete, it's just I had a lot of energy. When you're at home, unless there's another metric that these people are seeing, they're not going to see it. And so I worry that a lot of individuals that now have this cush, comfy job at home and they love their lifestyle and they fought for it and now they have it, they're going to be the ones on the chopping block. So you have some choices to make. Okay, one is don't think the recession is not going to affect you and don't think the recession is not coming. It is. Every decade we have some sort of a recession. It just happens. And it's, we had it in the 90s, we had it in the, it came in the 2000s and extended well into the teens. Now we're in the 20s. It's going to happen again. There's always, the 90s had one. There's always a recession. Okay? There's always overspending. There's always jobs that need to cut their most expensive part of their overhead. And labor is the most expensive part of overhead. Any one of us who is an employer knows that we are probably spending way more than we ever have on labor, and the profits are not coming in because of COVID, because of inflation, because we're spending more money, or just because of labor costs. So some companies can handle it. Some companies can get through and they're going to brag and they're going to be like, look at what we're doing. But there's going to be other companies that say, look, if we can't cut the 1 year paternity leave and the maternity leave and the, you know, COVID days off and the sick leave and the 401 and, you know, the match and all that, then the only way to do it is if we have less employees. Or the only way to do it is if we have part-timers. So, and this is exactly what happened. I could have replayed my show from 10 years ago. That's exactly what employers did. They go, you know what? If we have to pay for health insurance, the only way around it is if they're a part-time employee. So all my patients that were struggling, I'm like, you know, so where do you work? They go, well, I work at two places because I only get part-time work. I mean, you know, if an employer doesn't want to spend the money, they're not going to spend the money. So you, number one is, make sure that, you know, don't just listen to one news station. Listen to a few of them and get your own grip, do your own research on what you think is happening. And look at what's happening in your industry. Now, most bosses are going to be like, oh, you're fine, because they don't want anybody to quit and leave because they need everybody right now. But if those layoffs are going to happen in the summer, in the fall, in the winter, whoever seems to not be the most productive is going to be gone. You hear about some of these companies where they always fire at the end of each year the bottom 5%, the worst producing people. And they have the metrics. Nobody can blame sexual discrimination or age discrimination because they have the numbers. They have the numbers that look at how least productive. So if you think that they have these kinds of numbers on you or you don't think they're tracking you, you know, you might want to kind of reach out to your employer and just go look. You know, how am I doing? What do you need? You know, what could I do? But make yourself, more productive. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The country of Britain broke its record for the highest temperature ever registered Tuesday with a 102.4 degrees Fahrenheit reading. Death Valley in the United States, California, has the record at 132 degrees Fahrenheit set back in 1913. Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to Iran starting Tuesday is intended to increase allies among its grinding invasion of Ukraine. In only his second trip abroad since the invasion in February, Putin is scheduled to hold talks with the presidents of Iran and NATO ally Turkey. The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices in other countries. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. USA Radio News. After making a big-time error with last year's All-Star Game, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's game from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. The suspected Buffalo, New York grocery store shooter that prosecutors say was racially motivated has pled not guilty.
The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York is pleading not guilty. Zanita Everhart, whose son was among the injured, spoke out following Monday's court hearing.
I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm heartbroken. I mean, he came in and tried to destroy my community. So my feelings about him have not changed at all. I'm still disgusted by his presence.
An attorney for Peyton Gendron noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial. The 19-year-old allegedly opened fire with a rifle inside a Topps grocery store back in May, killing 10 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I know people are a little bit concerned that there's this headline that there is a virus that can be killing infants. And we have one infant who has died in Connecticut as a result of this virus. I'm going to explain it to you because it's something that's around, that's been around for a while. We don't talk about it a lot. But it's not a new virus. So it's called the human parechovirus or the parechovirus, PEV. And I know it hasn't been spoken about a lot, but the CDC has sent out an alert reminding doctors and clinicians that the virus is circulating. Since May 2022, the CDC has received reports from multiple providers in multiple states that there are infections in neonates and young infants. And these parechoviruses, or parechoviruses, however you want to pronounce it, are a group of viruses that can cause very similar, you know, mild symptoms like we'd see with COVID or a cold, or they could be severe and be deadly. One death has been reported in an infant who was only 34 days old, in Connecticut. So the CDC is saying that be aware that these PEVs circulate in the summer and fall. In the absence of an identified pathogen, consider PEV infection in a neonate or infant presenting with fever, sepsis-like syndrome, or signs of neurological involvement. So these parechoviruses, or parechoviruses, come from the family Picornaviridae. Now, Picornaviridae is a family that has multiple geniuses, and these geniuses, I'm not saying genius in terms of smart, but in terms of classification, they have the enteroviruses, they have the rhinoviruses. These are things that commonly cause colds in the pediatric population. When you look at the structure of the Picornaviridae structure, it does look, you know, a little different than some of these other ones, but very similar to enteroviruses, polio. One of the hepatitis viruses looks similar to it, too. So it's a common structure, but it is it could be very, very tricky. I do not believe that the PEV virus is what caused those mysterious, like, polio, like, flaccid paralysis type issues we saw before COVID. Those happen in kids a little bit older, but it could be, and I'm keeping an open mind to that, and I'd like to see some data, but right now, this is something that's very, very mild in, you know, kids under five, very serious in infants, especially those under 3 months old. But because they believe an enterovirus might be causing the paralysis that they saw that was polio-like, it could obviously be in the Picornaviridae family. It doesn't necessarily have to be, though, a PEV virus. Okay? Of the four species of PEV, PEVA can cause disease in humans. Three others can affect other entities. And it has multiple types, but the PEVA3 is the most associated with severe disease. So mild symptoms are cough, sneezing, upper respiratory type stuff, fever, rash, and it could look like any other virus. It could look like any other viral illness, and, you know, even COVID. But in the serious ones, you could get meningitis, which is inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. You could get encephalitis, where it's an infection or inflammation of just the brain. Sepsis, which is an infection in the bloodstream. Seizures, and it could cause death. So we want parents to identify, and grandparents and aunts and uncles and family members to identify if a baby could have this. So when you have a baby that has high fever, irritable, fussiness, excessive crying, the face gets really red, or they have an all-over body rash, they have a high heart rate, fast breathing, poor feeding, pallor, lethargy, lack of tone, seem floppy, slow response, if they're seizing, you got to take them in. One report, the mom had talked about how the child was, I'll actually kind of read to you, because these are symptoms that originally the parents, or the doctors, didn't recognize it. Ronan was born on May 21st this year, according to Insider. He was healthy, full-term, 8-pound, 5-ounce boy. But 10 days into his life, mom noticed some redness on his face. She thought maybe he was in the sun too long. He had no fever, though. A couple days later, he was crying. So then you start to wonder, when a baby is crying, and they can't really tell you what's going on, we always have to rule out meningitis, because they're in a lot of pain. Meningitis is very, very painful. They don't want to move their neck and head. His chest then turned bright red. He stopped eating. He seemed sleepy and had low energy. Doctors originally suspected it to be colic. No. A 10-day-old, no. But because the child didn't have a fever, the providers probably thought, okay, well, it's just something else. Mom said she had a bad feeling, he didn't look good to me. In the middle of the night, she took him to a hospital. By then, he was starting to look pale. When clinicians put a pulse oximeter to read the oxygen on his tiny toe, the reading registered at first 70 90%, and it's supposed to be above 95%. 70% is you got to intubate, but then it dropped down to 20%. So the child was going into sepsis, from what I believe, if we're dropping like that. They had to intubate him. He started having seizures, then began to have some brain damage, and it took them 4 days of tests to figure out that it was a parechovirus or parechovirus. And mom said no one seemed to believe that he had a virus. They thought maybe it was a genetic condition. And I don't understand, because this is a virus that is out there. This is, you know, viruses, you have to rule out meningitis. You have to, you know, and maybe it's because he didn't have a fever. And not all babies will produce a fever. So she was told that the baby would recover. Sadly, Ronan didn't. And I'm looking at him as a newborn, healthy, gorgeous looking baby. So, you know, if at all, and I've had this discussion with you guys, because, you know, I love my medical, I love my profession, I love my field, I love a lot of the providers that are out there, but there are some providers out there that are just not that experienced. And we're doing medicine differently these days. I mean, I'm not saying these people have to do the 36-hour shifts like I had to, or they had to work, you know, in hospitals where you were just overflowing with patients. But I got to tell you, when you are in these busier settings and you are, you know, required to work more, you know, you have to sleep. I don't think 36 hours helps anybody learn, nor does a 24-hour shift. But in terms of, well, we need to give everybody this many days off and they all need vacation time and they all need that. I don't want people burned out, but I got to tell you, don't shorten medical training. Make sure that these students and these clinicians see as much of everything out there that they can. Because nobody should have missed this. You don't diagnose colic in a baby that is crying, and red and just doesn't seem right. See, we're taught in medicine to not look for the zebras, to look for the horses, because they don't want kids poked and prodded and all these tests done. But whenever you're dealing with somebody that is a newborn, you have to be prepared that there could be some weird things, especially in this COVID day and age. Now, if a baby is not symptomatic, they could still shed it and spread it, oral fecal route, saliva, poop. So shedding from the upper respiratory tract, according to the CDC, can occur 1 to 3 weeks, or from the GI tract up to 6 months after infection of these PEVs. The incubation period is unknown. PEVs are widespread, circulate worldwide. Some types show a clear seasonality of late summer and fall, similar to enteroviruses. Well, this was spring. So PEV has been seen to demonstrate a cyclical pattern with peaks occurring biennially. And that's according to the CDC. So again, if your baby doesn't look right, if your kid doesn't look right, take them in. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a gentleman who was in New York at the time and thought he had monkeypox, and he spoke out about what a cluster it was in trying to get diagnosed, trying to get tested, trying to get treated. And in a nutshell, he goes to the doctor, gets seen, waits for a long time. They don't know what's going on. Finally, they test him. They say, we're going to call you, isolate. He isolates. He's in pain because it's a painful rash. He's uncomfortable. No medication's given. This was early on. And he had presumed monkeypox. And never got a call back. on what his diagnosis was. And he was home for almost 2 weeks, isolating. And I don't know the rest of the story because they don't go into it. But this, you know, people were pretty frustrated. And, you know, We should have learned something from COVID when it came to us being caught with our pants down. We should have multiple plans in place. One, a generalized protocol of a new virus that hits us, what the plan should be, how the test should be, who we're going to have call, update the person on the isolation, keep them posted on, look, this is what we're working on. It's new. You're doing good. Stay strong. We're here for you. Any serious symptoms, we want you to be seen. And give that person updates. This is the basic protocol with any new virus or any new disease. And give the individuals who have been notified and are already on the health department's radar updates, because we do usually get updates on even some of these new viruses, you know, what we're learning, week one, week two, week three. But be in touch with them. Number two is remind them what sort of serious symptoms warrant them getting seen again. Three, again, encourage and give them support for being isolated. I told you, the average person doesn't isolate because they go crazy in their 400-square-foot apartment. They want to get food. They want to see sun. You can't keep an animal confined. We're animals. We don't want to be stuck in a cage. We don't want to be stuck in a small apartment. We want to get out there. So you need to be supportive and encouraging and keep them isolating. Right? Be positive about it. Then there should be a second protocol for those diseases that we do know about. And that information should be immediately disseminated. You should already get task forces. Those task forces can be decided within one meeting during one day. You might have to pull some resources from COVID, which is totally fine right now, because I think we overput resources into COVID, and we're still spending a lot of money, and many of these people are, again, working from home and just kind of hanging out and not doing much anyway, so put them on monkeypox. All right? As we get new information, you reach out to your contacts. Now, remember, contacts think they're going to be getting called every day. They can't expect that, but at least let them know when they will get a call. Then give them the update to check on them, make sure they're not becoming sicker, more sick. And then you have, of course, the protocols in place when you know exactly what's going on, like with COVID. All right, guys, with COVID, we have Paxlovid. It's a medication that the FDA has approved. We have Molnupiravir, the FDA approved. These are the places where you can get it. The FDA has approved pharmacists now to administer it. Bring your blood work. If you don't have blood work, get to an urgent care because they're going to have to do blood work on you. I mean, you know, easy protocols. And it is okay to have a protocol in place for a new bug that you don't know much about. Because when it comes to infectious disease, there are still some things that we will do for any bug. We will isolate. We will hand wash. We will avoid other people who are sick. We will take off work. We will wear a mask. These are things that we do with flu, with chickenpox, with monkeypox. So there's a bunch of things you can do. Isolate, avoid sex, avoid being around others. And then as new information comes, we're saying, look, in the meantime, this is what we suggested. This is now what we know. Don't necessarily have to do mandates. So, sadly, with monkeypox, it was a little bit of a cluster. All right? We got caught with our pants down. This was not supposed to be something that we usually see in our neck of the woods. We already have close to 2,000 cases. We're going to hit the 2,000 mark by today. And it seems like websites crashed. People couldn't call who needed to call. They weren't being told what to do. They were told to just stay home and then forgotten about. And that's a cluster. So former U.S. FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, in an interview, criticized the federal response to the ongoing monkeypox outbreak. Dr. Rochelle Walensky said he was misinformed and off base. Gottlieb had said Sunday that it may be too late to control and contain the virus and compared the response to the start of the COVID pandemic, saying the U.S. is making a lot of the same mistakes, such as lack of testing early on, not enough vaccines distributed to the community. He said, we could have gotten control of this if we had been more aggressive up front. Now, Gottlieb has a fantastic point, but playing devil's advocate, if we don't have enough smallpox vaccine, which is all we have, we don't have monkeypox vaccine, it is going to take a while to get. If we have not been giving out a lot of smallpox vaccine, we should have silos of it and extra, but they're not going to take away from the coffers of Congress and the White House and all that. So we probably don't have enough vaccine. They have to ramp up production. So even though Gottlieb is right, it would have been nice for us to be prepared. We could have, once we saw the outbreak hit Europe, start producing more. But that costs money. And these pharmaceutical companies aren't going to do it unless they think they're going to make money. He says, I think the window for getting control of this and containing it probably is closed. If it hasn't closed, it's certainly starting to close. Now, Rochelle Walensky defended her agency's work. She said, it's true. We have work to do here and internationally and are likely to see more monkeypox cases in the near term. But it is possible to significantly decrease the number of cases and contain the current monkeypox outbreak through education and increased testing and access to vaccines. All priorities we've made dramatic progress on. So they are expanding the monkeypox case definition to encourage healthcare providers to test for the virus, ramped up communications. Now I believe Quest, LabCorp, a lot of private labs are going to be testing. In terms of availability of vaccines, there are more than 130,000 doses already delivered, thousands more on the way. And so, the CDC data right now has us at 1,972. The states with the most cases are California with 267, Illinois 200, Florida 180, Georgia 110, District of Columbia 108. New York, however, beats everybody at 527. And then Texas has 80, Virginia 44. I'm in Nevada, so we have about 6. So, Alabama 2, Delaware 1. So it's, we are seeing a spread. It doesn't seem to be spreading as quickly as we've seen other illnesses, but then again, not a lot of people are testing. Plus, as I told you, not a lot of people want to be tested or want to know. The monkeypox virus is supposed to be very apparent on one's face. But some people are not getting the rash. They're not getting the pustules. They're just getting maybe the fever, the malaise, maybe they're getting some swollen glands, but they're not necessarily, having the pathognomonic, the very characteristic rash. We're also told that some people might only have a rash in their genitals. That's very easy to cover up and go to work or go to the club and meet somebody. So be prepared. You know, if you are going to be close to somebody, make sure you examine them first. If they have any sores or lesions, you know, you might want to take a rain check. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.